In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. This week we'll hear from Margaret Wilch. She's a science teacher at Tucson High Magnet School, and Katrina Mangan, the Director of Science Education Outreach at the University of Arizona. Margaret and Katrina are co-founders of the SANITY Project, which stands for Science and Nature in Tandem for Youth. It's a partnership which brings Tucson High students out of their classrooms, across the street, and into U of A science labs. But their hands-on research experience doesn't end there, as Margaret explains.
What we wanted to do was to get students outside, get them out of the building, get them exploring nature and asking questions, and doing some kind of original research. And you do this with your marine classes too, I believe.
Right, 20 questions
model. Right, so go out in nature and generate 10 to 20 questions and then eventually come up with a research question that students can answer in 2 days.
Right. It started also where we were thinking, what can we do to get more students and more diverse students into your research methods class?
Yeah, I think
class?
That's true.
And so then we thought, well, then what we need is to have some experience in the summer that will just be so great that they will want to then take this more difficult class.
And going to the Chiricahuas for a week and learning plants and animals and meeting fascinating scientists, I think did the trick. There's a group of teachers that go and a group of students, and it just changes the dynamics completely so that we're all just asking questions and exploring, and it's fun.
We called it SANITY, Science and Nature in Tandem for Youth, partly just because we got all those keywords in there, but also because I remember one of the other teachers in the program, she said to me, this is one of the most sane programs. It's professional development for teachers because it's actually really worthwhile and really useful in terms of what applying it back to the classroom.
And part of the idea was that the teachers would learn how to teach research and how to teach process of science and work with students, so sort of are all on the same playing field in a sense, like trying to decide how do you design an experiment to test territoriality in birds or response time in lizards or whatever, and there's no textbook to turn to. You just have to all kind of troubleshoot and think about it right there in real time. I think we all feel that way, that it re-inspires us and rejuvenates us as teachers to go out and do that and to be with students and to be biologists and scientists, too.
Right. Seems so obvious in a way to go out into nature, study science.
Yep.
That's a novel. That's actually something that you have to explicitly do is kind of crazy. But can you think of some students who at Tucson High in a regular classroom wouldn't necessarily have stood out or have really shown, but in that context, when they're out in nature, they sort of just came alive and really became motivated students?
I can think of students who have been in SANITY in the summer course and also in the research course who said, I never liked science before this. I've never enjoyed science. And they just excelled at it because they were actually doing science and to realize that science is a creative process and not just a bunch of facts. I think that really surprises students when they actually participate in it. And I think regardless of whether they go on in science, they are better lifetime learners because they know how to ask questions and how to find answers to those questions.
That was Margaret Wilch and Katrina Mangan, co-founders of the SANITY Project, a partnership between Tucson High Magnet School and the U of A College of Science. Teachers' Voices is produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.